CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy? Betsy? Now, where is Betsy?
Oh, hi, dear. I didn't hear you drive in.
Yeah, well, you didn't hear me drive in for a good reason, because Betsy's bicycle is right smack in the middle of the driveway.
Now, calm down.
Now, look, I have told her for the last time.
Now, that's what you think.
Yeah, I have told her for the last time. Now, where is she?
She's over having her piano lesson. Alan, I want to speak to you about that.
Well, I want to speak to her about her bicycle. Now, look, I have put it in the basement, and there it is going to stay for 2 solid weeks. She is not going to be allowed to ride it now for 2 weeks.
Well, I don't think she'll have any time anyhow these next 2 weeks, so I doubt if that's any punishment, I'm sorry to say.
What? What do you mean?
Well, I mean that these next 2 weeks are so jammed up with things to do. Piano rehearsals, piano recital, dance rehearsals, dance recital, a spring bazaar.
I don't know what's the matter with kids nowadays, honestly. You tell them something, they just pay no attention to you. You know, you might just well be talking to the wind.
I know, and I want you to talk to Betsy about practicing her music. Now, I certainly don't want our child to be the only one in that recital who doesn't do well. We'll be so embarrassed, and there is no excuse for it, really.
There is no excuse for her leaving her bicycle right in the middle of the driveway. When I drive in there, you see what happens?
I know.
Now, look, I have told her repeatedly. It isn't as if this was the first time.
I know, dear. I know you have. She makes mistake after mistake on the woodpecker's lullaby, and I know she is not playing the cheerful chipmunk right. There is some chord in the left hand that I know is wrong, but every time I try to tell her, well, she doesn't think I know anything, you know. Now, I want you to speak to her about practicing.
All right. Yes, I have several things to say to that young lady. When will she be home?
5:30, about. Mrs. Clark gave her a ride today. Susan and Karen Clark are in Betsy's group. The three of them play several pieces together, and the Clark girls practice, goodness knows. It's going to be nice if Betsy ruins the whole thing.
All right. Now, look, I said I'd talk to her, and by golly, I will. It's time we got organized and had some discipline around here.
All right, Betsy, get in the house. Get in the house. Come on. Did you thank Mrs. Clark for giving you a ride home from your piano lesson?
Yes. What's the matter?
Get in the house. Your father wants to talk to you.
Oh, is that Betsy?
Yes.
What's the matter? I didn't do anything.
Well, your father is going to talk to you. How'd you make out with your piano lesson today? I'll bet Mrs. Olmsted asked you to practice more, didn't she? If you're going to be ready for the recital a week from Sunday. Now.
Oh, I was supposed to tell you. The recital isn't a week from Sunday. It's this coming Sunday. She had to change it because of something.
This Sunday? The piano recital is this coming Sunday?
Yes, and it isn't going to be in her house. It's going to be at Library Hall.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Now then. Here, now look at me. Pay attention.
Dear.
I want you to tell me what I have said time and time again about leaving your bicycle right smack in the middle of the driveway.
The piano recital is this coming Sunday.
I am not concerned with the piano recital right now. Well, I'm talking about this bicycle business.
Well, I am concerned with the piano recital. Betsy has her pre-dress rehearsal for the dance recital on Sunday.
Now, look here. It seems to
Betsy,
me...
Betsy, what time is the piano recital?
I don't know.
Well, didn't she tell you?
Yes, but I forgot.
Oh, honestly, Betsy.
Now, look, it doesn't matter right this minute.
Yes, it does matter right this minute. She has to be at the pre-dress rehearsal for her dancing at 2 o'clock on Sunday. She has to be there. She's in the ballet, Waltz of the Flowers. She has a special position. Miss Comer's especially anxious that nobody miss it on Sunday. It's terribly important.
Mrs. Olmsted said she was going to call you.
No, I'll call her right away. Go ahead. Have your talk with Betsy.
Look, have my talk with Betsy. I hardly remember what I was going to say.
What's this matter about practicing the piano?
Oh.
What's the matter with you? I hope we can dovetail everything. We'll have to work it out somehow. Speak to Betsy now.
Yes. All right. Now then, it seems to me, young lady, that when your mother and I pay for piano lessons, that the least you can do.
Yes. Well, I hated to bother you, Miss Comer, but with this conflict, Well, is it all right? I mean, I think we can make it. If Betsy can come to the dance rehearsal on Sunday, not in her leotards, but dressed for the piano recital right afterwards.
Love her, Mike, are you on the phone again? 2 hours now, you have done nothing but hang on that telephone.
Please, dear, please, I cannot hear.
What are you talking about? I can't hear
when you keep talking. Excuse me. Yes, Miss Conway. Fine. Oh, that would be wonderful. Yes, thank you. That would save us a lot. Yeah. All right, I'll do that then. All right. Thank you. Goodbye. Why do you talk to me when I'm on the phone?
Aren't you going to eat any dinner tonight?
Yes. I started the hamburgers.
Well, we finished them. I mean, Betsy and I finished cooking them, and we've eaten. I took the kids for a walk, and now I put Bobby to bed.
Fine.
I called you. I told you the hamburgers were ready, but you...
Yes, I know you did, dear. It's all right. Thank you very much, but I had to work this out. In addition to calling the piano teacher and the dance teacher, I had to call a woman who's fitting Betsy's costume and arrange to get Betsy over there for the fitting. Then I remembered I didn't call Mrs. Houston about the Spring Bazaar, and I called her, and she talked forever about everything else but that. We had to go over the list of committee chairmen. Oh, I tell you, I'm just so... Why does everything happen at once in the spring?
I had quite a talk with our daughter about her bicycle.
Huh? What about it? Fine, dear. But she seems to be out there riding it now. I thought you weren't going to let her ride it for 2 weeks.
It wasn't her fault. I mean, she said she was riding it when Mrs. Clark came to pick her up for her piano lesson, and you yelled at her not to keep Mrs. Clark waiting, and she said she had to put the bicycle away, and you said leave it where it is and hurry up. You know, I mean, so it really wasn't her fault.
Yes, that's right. That's the way it happened. I am the one who said hurry up, and I just leave it where it is and hurry up. I'm sorry. Well, did you speak to her about practicing the piano?
Yes, I did. And she promised that she would.
Ah, fine. Well, why isn't she in here now practicing instead of riding her bicycle?
I don't know. Betsy, get in here and practice the piano. Now, look, why don't you relax and have something to eat?
I will. Let me tell you how I've worked things out. First of all, the piano recital was changed because the teacher didn't think she could get library hall for it. Well, then she could get it, so she was going to have two recitals in her home.
Huh?
Then she did get it for this Sunday. She got library hall for this Sunday. And so all her pupils will be in this one, which really is much nicer, so we can hear all of them play, you know.
Where's the evening paper? I haven't even seen it.
Now listen to me, because you always say I don't tell you things, dear. Now listen to me.
Have you seen the evening paper?
Right there, but listen to me. This is the schedule. This Friday at 4, Betsy has her final piano rehearsal at the regular place. Then, on Saturday, she is due at Library Hall at 10 in the morning for the piano recital dress rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Olmsted said Betsy's group will be first, which is fine, because from there, Betsy has to be rushed over to her last dancing lesson at the regular time of 11 o'clock. Well, then on Sunday, which will really be frantic, Betsy, Mother is trying to talk.
I thought you wanted me to practice.
Well, yes, I do. Just a minute, you better hear this, too. You better listen to this, Betsy. On Sunday, we go first to the pre-dress rehearsal for your Waltz of the Flowers ballet. Now, that's at 2 o'clock. And Miss Comer said she would start promptly at 2, which is fine. The only way we can work it. And after your dance, you will get your instructions about the dress rehearsal, the dance dress rehearsal, which is a week from tomorrow night. Oh, I've got to get you some flesh-colored tights, too. I must make a note of that. Then we'll just have time to get you from the dance studio. It'll be about 2:30 when you're through, to the piano recital, which begins at 3 promptly now at Library.
Aren't we coming home in between?
No, dear, there isn't time to come home in between.
I don't want to wear my black leotards to the piano recital.
You won't wear them at all, Betsy. You'll get dressed up in your pink organdy at home first. Now, that's why I called Miss Comer. I explained to her the conflict, and she said it was all right for you to wear that to the dance rehearsal.
I'll be the only one in a dress dancing. I'll look funny.
Why should you look funny? You'll look lovely.
Everybody will laugh at me.
Oh, everybody will laugh at me.
Well, can't you change in the car between the dance and this piano thing?
We have 15 minutes to get to the piano recital on the other side of town.
Well,
now, I'm not going to be tossing around in the back seat, trying to get her out of her leotards and into her ruffled petticoat and organdy dress and tie her sash and change her shoes and stockings and comb her hair.
All right. Look, go eat something, will you? And Betsy, you practice.
Well, we have another problem on Saturday, and I have to discuss that.
No, we'll discuss it after you eat. Go on. All Betsy!
Hi, dear. I'm just having some coffee. You want some?
I need something. Isn't Betsy going to play anything but that?
Oh, that's the moccasin dance. The one thing she has practiced a lot. She plays that with the Clark girls, and they all just love it.
Well, after half an hour, my enthusiasm for it has diminished considerably.
Betsy, now you practice the ones you don't know as well, dear. Did you show Daddy what you have to say to introduce your numbers?
No.
Well, Daddy wants to hear that, too. Daddy? Where'd he go?
I'm getting some coffee. I'll be right there.
Oh, all right. Mommy and Daddy will sit right here. Betsy and Annie, you sit over there. And then when Daddy comes in, you get up and go to the piano and announce the numbers just as you will at the recital, huh? Oh, Daddy, sit here. Sit here by me, and we'll be the audience.
Okay.
Huh?
By the way, what did you want to discuss about Saturday?
You'll have to take her for the rehearsals. Piano at 10, and then rush her to dancing by 11, if you will. All right, Betsy. Go on, dear. Come on.
Our group will play selections from the flower garden.
I can't take her Saturday. What are you talking about? I got a date to play golf with the boss.
You'll have to. There's a church supper on Saturday, and Mrs. Haley called me and asked if I'd contribute 2 chocolate cakes and some of Aunt Effie's delicious icebox cookies, and it's the only time I have
Our group will play selections from...
Crenshaw asked me to make up a foursome for Saturday. I said yes.
Well, surely he'll understand if you explain.
Look, it's my boss. How can I explain? I gotta tote my kid around to piano and dancing lessons because my wife is making icebox cookies.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, I try my best to do
something. Do you want me to do this?
Oh, yes, dear.
I'm sorry, yes. We'll work something out. Go on, Betsy. Practice your announcements now.
Our group will play selections from The Flower Garden, written by Flora Alice Gimlet.
Flora Alice what?
Gimlet. That's the first thing I say. And then the next one...
Now, don't look so mad, Betsy. Try to look pleasant here.
And then stand up straight. Don't lean on the piano like that.
And don't mumble now. Speak up loud and clearly so the back row will hear.
We will now play The Moccasin Dance by Lois Long.
Sometimes wonder if it's all worth it.
No, she'll be grateful when she grows up.
I hope so.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers, and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Stuart Metz speaking.